Blog Talk Radio.
Now, in its second edition, Carol Dean's popular book, The Art of Film Funding, has 12 new chapters to cover all areas of film financing and how to avoid expensive pitfalls. Learn how to start with an idea and end with a trailer. How to make an ask for money. Create your story structure and your trailer. Legal advice, fair use, successful crowdfunding, how to ask for music rights, and what insurance you can't shoot without. Available on Amazon under Carol Dean and at FromTheHeartProductions.com. Hi, and welcome to The Art of Film Funding. I'm your co-host, Claire Papin, along with Carol Dean, author of the best-selling book, The Art of Film Funding. Carol is also the founder and president of From the Heart Productions and the host of this show. Kent Hamilton, our guest, is a respected entertainment insurance broker in the motion picture community. As executive vice president of Truman Van Dyke Company for over 25 years, he insured thousands of films, commercials, and television productions throughout the U.S. in many countries of the world. Joining Front Row Insurance Brokers, LLC, as president and backed by an experienced and well-trained team, Kent is excited to continue serving producers in solving problems and obtaining the proper insurance coverage at the best price. And Carol, I know that Kent is always very generous with his knowledge of insurance.
Oh, yes, he is, Claire. Thanks so much, Kent, for joining us.
No, my pleasure. Thank you.
Well, I wanted to start with E&O insurance. That seems to be what people find is the most important, and many people truly understand it. So I thought maybe you could start and give us an understanding of what E&O insurance is and how it works.
Well, let me give you a legal definition just to start with, okay? It covers legal liability and defense for the production company against lawsuits alleging unauthorized use of titles, formats, ideas, characters, plots, plagiarism, unfair competition, or piracy, breach of contract. Also protects for alleged libel and slander, defamation of character, or invasion of privacy. This coverage will usually be required by the distributor prior to the release of any theatrical or television production. So basically, after all this hard work that the producers have done, they have a product, and they go to a distributor, and the distributor says, this is great, but I need this insurance policy before I will distribute your film, and that's what brings producers to me wanting errors and omissions coverage. And they want this coverage so that if there is a claim, if somebody says you stole my script, or you defamed me, or you didn't have the proper releases, this policy protects you. It's usually written in, well, it's written in $1 million, $3 million, $10,000 or $25,000 deductibles are generally what it's written, but it's not unusual to have a $3 million, $5 million, and $25,000 or $5 million, $5 million policy. Now, that's a lot of coverage, and that coverage is usually required by the distributor. The E&O policies, especially at the lower levels, of production, the claims don't come that often. The problem is, and you can see by the amount of coverage that is requested, when they come hard, and they come very expensive. Just to open up an E&O claim can cost $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 quite easily. So that is that's the simple gist of what E&O coverage is and why people have it.
Okay, so just to open up a claim, you say is $40,000 to $60,000. I mean, that is legal fees immediately?
Yeah, it's mostly legal fees because you're dealing with people that need to be highly experienced in that particular genre of coverage. and they are expensive. And then there's a lot of research, and then there's a lot of haggling that goes with it. It's not that unusual to have $1 million claim in E&O. I've seen many of them in my day.
Wow. Well, this so we back up, and a lot of filmmakers, particularly documentaries, go to a lawyer and have them review the film first, correct? To make sure that they have all the releases, and that if they are using something like fair, that they consider to be under fair use, that they are safe before they go to the E&O insurance carrier. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, it's a little bit more complicated than that, in that the attorneys, and any time you go to an E&O or do an E&O application, there's a question on there that who is your attorney, and they look at that. Now, there's another thing that you brought in there, fair use, and many documentarians use, use fair use. And one of the things that is necessary to understand is that your attorney and the attorneys for the insurance companies may have a different opinion. The insurance company attorneys, remember, they are writing what they say, covers, $1 million can be lost if they make a wrong decision. So many, many times the attorneys will be in agreement, but, it is possible that your attorney and the insurance company attorney may disagree over what the risk is. And when it comes down to it, the door opens at the call of the insurance attorney. But having a good attorney on the other side is invaluable.
Right. Mr. Donaldson wrote a chapter in my book, and so he's very adept at this. So understanding that, they take your film and go through it frame by frame, I guess the E&O insurance attorney would be very careful in looking at anything you were considering fair use to make sure that it fits the criteria.
Yeah, many films don't use fair use, but those that use fair use, they'll do a clip log. The attorneys will want to see the show, and the specific clips that you use that are relevant to fair use are laid out, and the attorney, Donaldson's office, Dean Cheeley and Lisa Califf and I forget the other fellow's name, but extremely important people in this industry and have been known for getting films that had difficulty coverage because they're so highly respected by the insurance carriers.
Yes, totally understood. Yes, they really know their stuff. Okay, well, so this is something that you have to have for the distribution. So, and that is for features and documentaries both, right?
For anything that's going to be distributed, oftentimes even webisodes. Many things now are asked for E&O coverage before they're allowed to be, distributed, by certain distributors. It depends on who your distributor is and how big your release is.
Right. Well, how long does it take to get the insurance? You apply, and then it takes you, a few months to get it processed? How does that work?
Usually I can get it through within a week, less than a week, sometimes as little as a couple days, but I would count on a week. And it depends on how complicated it is. Sometimes fair use, those kind of applications can be a bit more difficult because they have to review so much more than in a normal application. But usually I can get it through with less than a week.
Okay, that's good. Well, I'd like to tell people that are listening that From the Heart members, grant applicants, and mentorees that have, they have the opportunity for quotes on their E&O insurance through Kent. So anyone listening, if you are either sponsored by us or you've been in my classes or consultations, if you applied for the grant, then you can call Kent or email him. It's Kent at frontrowinsurance.com. Frontrowinsurance.com.
Yeah, good. We're really thrilled to be setting up that program, and we've worked hard to do that, and I think people will be happy with the prices. There's certain things that you need to qualify through, and I will send you those qualifications when you send things in. But there are things that Carol and I have talked about before and seem quite easy to meet. So hopefully we'll be a great benefit to From the Heart people, and we look forward to serving you all.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, well, let's get into the insurance that you can't shoot without.
Yeah, that's always a fun one because there's so much misinformation out there about it, especially in the low-budget brackets, because money is so important and people are so concerned about getting their project on the screen. But one of the things that by law you can't shoot with is workers' compensation. And California, most all states have a law that if you are employing people or telling them what to do, even if you're not paying them, they have to be covered by workers' compensation. And there is a myth out about independent contractors. Well, in our industry, the film business, there aren't, you know, people that work directly for you rarely are true independent contractors. Your vendors can be, but the people that work for you are not independent contractors. They do not have their own workers' compensation. And if they do, if you ask them for proof of it and they can prove it, then you're safe. If you have they can prove that they have work comp, you are safe. But you have to, by law, protect everyone that works for you. And it's not just the film business. It's everybody. If you have a Acorn roasting, you know, thing out on the street, and you have employees, by law, you have to cover those employees. And it's a good thing because people do get hurt. I mean, I've had people step off the curb, so involved in what they're doing, making the film, step off a curb right into traffic and get terribly hurt. You know what I mean? We're so involved in getting our product that that people get hurt. Just this week, I've had two or three people that I was covering for worker, you know, a company for workers' compensation. A light fell on somebody. I mean, these things happen. Accidents happen. And the bad thing is, if you don't have it, then you're in violation of state law in two different ways. Number one, you're in violation of work comp law, and you're also in violation of OSHA. Now, OSHA regulates the safety for employees, and part of being safe is that you have work comp. So suppose, like this person who stepped in front of traffic, that person, the producer, hadn't had work comp. That person could be personally liable under OSHA for exposing that person to a dangerous situation and not having the proper coverage for them. So please, people, do not fall for that. We don't need to cover people for work comp. It's the law, and it's also your moral obligation to make sure that the people that dedicate themselves to helping you are covered should they get hurt.
Wow, that's very important. That must be a horrendous situation if OSHA goes after someone with their attorneys and their clout.
You get on the wrong side of the state and you could be paying fines forever. I mean, it's not a nice thing. So, you know, be careful and protect the people that work for you. They deserve it.
Exactly. Well, I understand that general liability and non-owned and hired auto liabilities also needed to get on a location and to shoot in most cities. So tell us more about this coverage and why it's so important.
Well, liability is injury or damage to the public. So we're very blessed in this country that for basically, I mean, it can seem huge to if you don't have a big budget, but basically for a very small amount of money, you can buy an insurance policy that gives $1 million behind you. So if you do wrong by accident, if something goes wrong by accident and you injure or damage people on the property that you're shooting, you have this coverage to protect you. And also non-owned auto. So if you're – here's a real story. I started – we found coverage. The production company, its first day, sent out, hired a somebody in the art department. That person went out and within 10 minutes killed 3 people in his car.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, we don't think about these things, and I guess the insurance agent is the widow's best friend. But part of my responsibility is to make people aware that these things happen. Now, that auto liability was there, and these people had not only $1 million, but they had umbrella policies to cover that. So it was okay. But had they not had that, it could bankrupt the company. It could stop the film. You know, when the Russians first came over here, it was so hard for them to understand insurance. And we take it so for granted. But it's such an important element in a free society for everybody to be able to do their heart's content. So in some countries, unless you're a friend of the government, you don't get to go out and shoot because everybody's afraid if something happens, you're not going to have the wherewithal to pay for any damages. But insurance is set up so that that the independent production person or the company can go out there and shoot, and the public isn't worried, and the producer isn't worried. Should a claim happen, there's something there to protect everyone.
I know how important insurance is, and you only realize that when you're in a pickle and you don't have it. So it's a very important thing. I just think it's very important for people to call you, to say, I'm shooting, what do you think I have to have, and what would you suggest I do have? Tell me what you would suggest and let me look at the prices, because I would imagine that it's a 20% of their budget to go from minimum to maximum, right? And the insurance needs, and well, just the comfort from having the maximum coverage would be so important for a producer.
When somebody calls me, we look at their specific project, and we match their insurance needs to the insurance company's offerings, what they'll offer, and we try to keep the prices as low as possible, but still give the company what they need to protect themselves. It isn't like car insurance where you call Joe and Harry and Mike. This is something, and you should give your insurance broker some time to do a good job. In this fast-moving world, everybody wants things right away. Well, you know, to do things right sometimes takes a little time. And because this stuff is thought out and written specifically for you and for your benefit.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I've heard some horror stories of people that go on location and have their equipment stolen. So And I know people who have hire one person do nothing but stand around the set and watch the equipment. So what about equipment coverage through front row insurance?
Well, there's what we call, you can get that separately, but to buy it separately is oftentimes more expensive than to buy the package that comes and protects your, there's seven coverages and equipment becomes part of it. But yeah, your equipment coverage, extremely important. Yeah, there's different ways to protect, and there's losses from inside and outside the company. So sometimes, and I've worked on sets, I came up through production. I know that people sort of plan to walk off with things after the production's over. And what the producer sometimes has to realize is those things like that mysteriously disappear oftentimes are under the deductibles for one thing, but there's no coverage for mysterious disappearance. Usually if something's stolen, like recently they broke into a truck and stole some very, very valuable lenses from one of my companies. And, it was horrible. And what these people don't realize, there's no place for them to get rid of it. They took it to a pawn shop, and within days, the police had tracked it down. And these were $100,000 lenses, and they got a couple thousand dollars for them. You're always taking your trucks, bringing your equipment inside with you, having special security around them, because those are the things you're going to be working with tomorrow. And if they're gone, that's really going to upset your whole production schedule. So it's very important to protect your props and your sets and your wardrobe and your equipment. And how you do that is also a test of your professionalism.
Well, tell us about a production package portfolio.
You'll have to forgive me, but we're going to have to use some old, ancient terms. But just know when I mention things like negative film and videotape, it includes the digital world, or if I say faulty stock camera and processing. These are terms from film, however, they apply to to digital production, any capturing of the image. We just haven't come up with a new term yet, so those are old terms. So the negative coverage protects the actual filming, the film. We'd call it film, but again, call it the disc, whatever you trap that film on, that image on. So if you're transporting it across town and it gets in a car accident, or you're flying it into L.A. and the plane goes down, or there's something that damages it. That's what they call negative. Faulty stock processing is if during the editing process, during changing it from one element to the other, if things go wrong electronically, if things go wrong with the film, if you're shooting film or videotape. Accidental erasure, stuff like that, possibly could be covered under that coverage. Those are two of the coverages. Another very important coverage that is called third-party property damage. Now, remember back when we talked about liability coverage? Liability was injury or damage to the public. But you shoot on people's property. You rent people's spaces, their offices, their lawns. Now, if third-party property is coverage for when you're not dealing with the public, but somebody that you have a contractual relationship with, they're excluded under liability property coverage, but they would be picked up here. So if you damage the hedges, you damage somebody's driveway, you damage their house, it is picked up in third-party property damage. We already mentioned equipment coverage, prop sets, and wardrobe. Those are coverages. Then we have like a thing called extra expense. So in that situation, suppose your set is destroyed the night before, or your generator goes out. The extra expense would pay for that time that you were down to get things going again, to get things up and running. Then there's some office contents, you know, the what's in your office, your Xerox machine, things like within your office itself. But those are basically the coverages that one gets both for documentaries and for features. For features, you would also add a coverage called cast coverage in some documentaries. That's if you have, you know, your stars and your director. They work on that set anywhere from, 2 weeks to, 15 weeks. And should those people get sick or die, your production company could lose a considerable amount of money. So under cast insurance, that becomes one of the coverages that's very important for feature films and television productions.
Okay, well, what would a normal deduction be on most of these policies we've talked about?
Well, there's, each deductible. Each company has its own deductibles. So, it could be anywhere from five, and it depends on how big the production is and how risky it is. So when the productions are, when we as brokers send this information in, the various companies respond with quotes to us, giving different, like your cast coverage deductible could for a $1 million or $5 million movie be $25,000. Or more, or $15,000 with different companies. Your deductibles for your equipment, depending on the size of the show, how the underwriters review your risk, could be anywhere from $1,500 to $7,500. It all is looked at by the underwriters and underwritten. It's not like there's some magic formula for everything. This is very specific coverage that is written for your production.
Well, let's go back to what you talked about. Mysterious disappearances are not covered. And that is, they have to show that the place was broken into in order to prove a loss. For example, if they were on a set and they had five lenses, and then when they packed up that night they had two lenses, that would be a mysterious disappearance because it just disappeared during shooting, right?
Possibly. Everything's investigated. Things are investigated. Often where mysterious disappearance comes in is there's a whole lot of things in that grip truck. And they'll bring them back to the supplier, and all of a sudden there'll be little things that are gone. And nobody knows what happened to those things. They're just gone. They're either lost, somebody lost them, somebody walked off with them, they left them somewhere. Usually mysterious disappearance comes in after a show's over, and not everything is accountable by for the vendor.
Right, and that is not covered.
Well, generally, depending, insurance can be investigated. If there is good reasoning, that's a general rule. But, if things can be reported and the claims can be reported, and there may be some reasons why it would be covered, and there may be reasons why totally it wouldn't be covered, too. So, dealing with your insurance broker and talking about the claims gets to be important. But we're talking general rules. We're not talking specific now. Broker tries to get as much coverage as they can for their clients within, the boundaries of the policy.
Well, let me ask you, for those people who do budgeting for insurance, is there a rule of thumb that insurance runs a certain percentage of the budget? For example, if it was $1 million film, what would you say would be an average cost or percentage of the budget for insurance?
What I would say, the general rule is to call your broker. Talk to your broker. I'm serious,
okay.
Because there isn't a general rule. And what's really sad is that the smaller the production, the higher the ratio of premium that is often paid, because it can be more difficult to write the smaller productions than in a rate situation than some of the bigger. So if you have a $20 million film and is stretched out, the percent of the budget that you're paying for insurance would be rather low compared to, you know, someone doing a $2,000 production and needing full coverage. There's various ways of dealing with it, but probably calling your broker is one of the best ways. I have people call me up all the time and say, you know, give me an idea of what this costs. Oftentimes, you know, documentaries, and I'm hoping to develop a program from the heart that will also be for production policies. It's just trying to get a sense of what kind of producers are out there and what they're looking for. So, it just depends on what the need is. But to just throw out some you know, percentage is not an easy thing to do, and you're generally going to be wrong.
All right. I think it's a good idea. Call your insurance broker, because I'm a person that sticks with the same company. I've been with Allstate for my home and on my cars and everything for a lot of years, and I love the fact that I've got the same person at the other end of the phone whenever I call. They know me, and they give me quotes, and usually I take their advice on everything they say because I've built up a lot of trust with them over the years, and I think that same kind of trust and good relationship is what makes Hollywood so much fun to work in. When you find someone, I'll just tell everybody listening, when you find someone like Kent who doesn't mind to give you quotes on something, even though it might change tomorrow, it doesn't matter. You need those numbers so you can make a decision, and he understands that because he's been in production himself, and he is part of the industry, so he knows things change, but it's okay. So that we sincerely appreciate about you.
Well, thank you. But and also, if you talk to your broker, you may have things like watercraft or railroads or stunts or pyros or specific problems that would affect your insurance. So, you know, those things should come up in conversation. If you have something unusual, tell your broker. Don't hide it from him. He's there to get you covered, because what can happen is you'll start doing that, and all of a sudden, boom, you have this surprise that, oh, my gosh, I need railroad protective, or I need aircraft coverage because I'm using an aircraft. So if you tell your broker what you're doing, oftentimes he can be helpful in telling you how to be prepared for the production and what the true cost of your insurance will probably be, rather than being surprised.
Exactly. Well, Kent, tell us about what you're doing in your life as a playwright. What's happening with you?
Oh, well, thank you. I just had several plays done at Theater West, which is one of the oldest and I'd like to think best theaters in Los Angeles. They're on Cahuenga and Barham. No Woman Left Behind was a one act play that I wrote about, inspired by one of my friends' girlfriends lost her legs being a driver in our recent wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And she inspired me to write this piece. And then there was another play done called The Wedding Dress, wherein an older woman shows grace to a younger lady starting off on adventures of life, and how sometimes if we have experience and can share it with others, it can help the others overcome their problems too. So those are my two most recent plays, and I've got another one in workshop called Nightborn that's written all in poetry. And I've recently taken a bunch of courses in screenwriting, so you never know what will come out of that.
Oh, what fun. Well, congratulations on your mounting those two one-act plays. That's great.
Thank you.
I want everyone to know how to reach you. So it is Kent Hamilton, and his address is Kent, K-E-N-T, at frontrowinsurance.com. And you want to share any other websites or phone numbers?
My phone number is 424-529-6700. And you can, my website is Front Row Insurance, so you can go to that. Also, for people out there, we've talked about a bunch of different coverages. I have an insurance sort of handbook, too, that goes through the specific coverages. And if you want to know about those, email me and I can send you that little handbook and explain some of the coverages that we just talked about. So that's available to people if they wish.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. We'll be sure and put that in our next newsletter.
And anybody from the heart, when you call me, identify yourself. We're trying to put special programs in place for you. So when you do call me, if you are going into production, we haven't offered a production package, just the E&O at this point. But please identify yourself, because the more I learn about From the Heart, the more people that we have involved in our programs, the better job I can do for you, the better pricing we can get. We want to be part of From the Heart, and we sincerely and believe in what you're doing and enthusiastically support you.
Thank you so much, Kent. Good luck to you in the play world as well as the insurance world, and thank you for all you shared today.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much, Kent. It was a wonderful, you shared a wealth of information with us. Thank you, Carol.
Okay.
All right. Be well, everyone.
Bye.
I want to remind our listeners that David Raiklin is a brilliant and talented award-winning musician who scores films and can compose music for a trio or for a full orchestra. David is a very good friend to the independent filmmaker and comes highly recommended by From the Heart Productions. If you need music to help tell your story, please contact him at davidraiklin.com. That's David, RAIKLEN.com. And Carol and I want to thank you for tuning in to The Art of Film Funding. Please visit our website at FromTheHeartProductions.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good luck with your films, everyone.